T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Evan Washburn, college hoops reporter for CBSSports.com, going to join us coming up at 8:25, and we'll get back into the Commanders with Rick Snyder at 9, the latest on the ownership sale and more. But we wanted to get into some big college hoops.
Man, there's a lot going on, huh?
Yesterday was a big day.
It's a huge day for the Big East.
Headliner here, at least in D.C., is that Ed Cooley moves from Providence to take the Georgetown gig.
That's the craziest thing. Is he does the interview, on Sunday, and then by Monday had his house on the market in the morning, and then they make the announcement in the afternoon.
Although he's been courted by them for weeks. We kind of heard that.
I looked at the pictures of his home. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was clearly staged. Like, they didn't do that in a day. You know what I mean? Like, he put the house on the market, maybe. But that thing had to have been in the works for weeks.
He knew this was coming.
Because the rooms looked pristine. A lot of the rooms were clear. Mm-hmm. So they had already moved stuff. Now, the closet still had some clothes.
I mean, it didn't look like a hoarder lived there?
No. Like, the desk was clear.
Yeah.
And some of these rooms were impeccable. I mean, I know that real estate companies can come in there and stage something in a day, but that had to have been in the works for a while.
Good point.
Yes.
Because if you took pictures at my house, it'd take a month to clear up all the camera lenses laying around on countertops and just random things.
How much have you spent on camera lenses in the last 5 years?
I don't want to talk about
just
it.
Just ballpark.
Oh, I could take a guess.
Like on cameras?
Just on lenses.
Just on cameras in general and lenses.
And you know what? If you're uncomfortable with the number, you don't have to.
You could probably buy a car with the same amount.
No. Well, yeah, I don't know, Cakes. Probably $10,000. Mm. You know, I don't think much more than that. But that's the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So Providence fans are pissed off because Cooley signed the listing on March 3rd. There's photographs of it. And then the next day they played Seton Hall.
So they had an agreement in place.
And then they played Seton Hall the next day.
They got bow raced. They lost 3 out of the last 4, and then they lost in the regular season, and then they lost to Kentucky in the tournament. I mean, they clearly did not look good.
And he didn't go there, did he? Was he a graduate of Providence?
I'd have to look at his bio.
I don't know. He's definitely from that area.
He's from that area. Okay.
I think he's like
he went to Stonehill.
Okay.
He went to Stonehill.
He's one of 9 siblings? Comes from a big family.
Yeah, big family. But he he was there at Providence for 12 years.
I know he was a big advocate for the university, and JP was saying, somebody was saying that he was just a rock star in that area.
Correct.
You know?
But the money is obviously no joke at Georgetown, what they're offering him.
Which is, $5-6 million a year?
I think it's 6.
Yeah, it's like he's only behind Bill Self at this point. On the salary
scale.
What
was he making at Providence? 3?
3.4 maybe?
Yeah, the problem is it might be equivalent. You know, you'd be about a half of your money's worth here in D.C. Probably a wash in terms of lifestyle.
Yeah, but maybe he feels like he maxed out there at Providence. So he's got no Final Fours. Now he's made it to the tournament 7 of the last 9 years. If you read John Feinstein's article in the Washington Post, he pointed out, I'm not great with memory, is it Fairfield? Where did he coach before?
Fairfield.
But he built that program, and he built the program at Providence,
so
but maybe he feels
builder.
Like he's capped out and can get better recruits here at Georgetown.
Yeah.
Drabby's theory of being kind of the rock star in Providence can be annoying, I guess, where everybody knows who you are. You come here, there's a million politicians, there's a million
people.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he wins here, he will be a rock star.
He will.
Like if Patino came here, he's not going out to dinner and not getting stopped.
Right,
of course.
Right. He's not flying under the radar.
Yeah. So if he wins,
but Patino likes that. But Cooley may not like that, right?
Well, you better.
I think Cooley was okay.
Get used to it.
I think Cooley was okay with it for a while in Providence, but it just got to be too much.
Let me tell you,
and
something.
It was just time for a change for him.
He's got his work cut out for
him. Oh yeah, he definitely does.
This is not an easy turnaround.
I think though nowadays you can make a quick fix with a couple of good transfers.
What if he gets Bryce Hopkins, his best player at Providence, to transfer in?
Okay, I just don't think it's.
You can get good in 1 year.
Yep,
you really can.
If Ed Cooley has that kind of power. That he can get that kind of recruits. Okay.
I think he can. He's proven it at Providence. And I think Pitino is going to do it sooner than later, too.
Pitino's proven, for sure. Yeah. Big time name. There's not a bigger name than Ricky Pitino. Cooley is a little more under the radar name, I'd say, generally.
But I think Cooley will be very successful at Georgetown.
And
people think Georgetown's the best job in the conference. Now, they haven't proven it win loss wise.
Why do they think that?
Just because of the resources and history. You're in the city, history. I mean, at one time it was a blue blood.
I commend
not anymore.
Them for going outside of the John Thompson.
They had
Patrick
to.
They had to.
Yeah,
had
I mean,
to.
You have to go away from it at this point.
Wasn't Cooley in the mix for the Terps job when Willard was hired too?
Possible.
Well, I feel like Cooley's name was thrown out there.
His name was
as a possible.
And he was
hire.
Definitely in the mix for the Michigan job before they hired Juwan.
Probably Cooley, Andy Enfield. Yeah. His name was mentioned. Mm-hmm.
I remember distinctly Cooley was at the top of my personal list.
53.
It's I guess perfect time to cash in.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, I'm sorry, you can't turn it down when Georgetown comes and they're basically almost doubling your salary. And you have the chance to rebuild the program.
Ed Cooley is going to put Georgetown in the top half of that conference very quickly. That's my prediction.
The exciting thing is that all over College Hoops Twitter is that apparently Cooley and Willard are close friends.
Okay.
And so I think they might run it back on Georgetown Maryland rivalry.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome
for
Hoops.
Yes, it would.
Now, did I hear that the Mason coach is being considered to replace Cooley?
Kim English.
In Providence?
Yep.
And Dwayne Simpkins is the assistant over there.
Uh-huh. Would Dwayne follow him?
I don't know.
He stayed at Mason between the last coaching change.
I know Dwayne's probably looking for his own gig, but yeah, it could be.
Right.
Another interesting name for Providence would be Bobby Hurley, who's at Arizona State. If he went to the Big East, he'd be coaching against his brother at UConn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I've heard that they didn't want to even schedule each other.
Right.
So I'm guessing they don't want to go head to head in the same conference. But that would be awesome for college basketball. Those guys were in the same conference.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, I saw late yesterday, I'm sure, I think it happened earlier in the day, but the announcement was that it looks like Bray's going to South Florida, if it's not already 100%
done. It's not official, but still, it sounds like it's all signs are pointing to that happening.
And it's almost the perfect spot, because that's where he eventually wanted to be, because that's where his grandkids are. He can get down there. Still wanted to coach, because, obviously he still did, because he's just not the type of guy that just kind of sit around.
Right.
And he could do TV, but he obviously still wants to coach, and so he goes to South Florida, and he can get – whereas in Notre Dame, it's tough to get kids you really want to get in.
Right.
South Florida, you can get whoever you want in.
Right. They don't have standards of South Florida?
Zippy.
Yeah, but you don't have the cachet of Notre Dame, right? So there is a trade-off. There's a trade-off.
Yeah, but he was tired of it at Notre Dame. He was tired
of
that.
I'm sure.
They're the Bulls.
They are the Bulls, yes.
What's funny is
South Florida, I played against South Florida's AD. He's a local guy. He went to St. John's and Mike Kelly. And I played against him in summer leagues and obviously at DeMatha. He's about 53. I think he's our year.
Mike Kelly?
Yeah, he might be a year older, but I think he's our year. But he's from Montgomery County, so he's known the Braves forever.
Mm, makes all sense in the world.
Yes.
Has South Florida basketball ever turned out any sillies? Because I don't think they have a very rich basketball tradition. Unless I've been spacing over the last 20 or 30 years.
They have some guys who've made the NBA. The only name I'm familiar with is Chucky Atkins.
Okay, I've heard that name. I know that name.
Although I might have been thinking of a different player. Wasn't there an Atkins in the NBA?
Pretty sure there was.
Maybe he was. That was back in...
That goes a ways back.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that name. It's probably the same guy. It's probably the same guy. But anyway, that's interesting that Bray, you know, he does a weekend of CBS coverage, but he's right back in the mix, South Florida. And his son, I guess, coaches at IMG?
Yes, correct.
So
and he's got two grandkids down there.
But I think Jason's right. I think with transfer portal and a guy like Cooley, if he can get one or two good recruits and two or three good transfers, he can have an instant impact. I mean, I think Willard did at Maryland. It's not like it's not like Willard had a ton of returning
Maryland's
players.
Maryland's been better than Georgetown over the last 10 years.
True, but you don't play 15 guys. You need five guys that are good to start.
I would say Willard's X's and O's were a lot better than Turgeon's towards the tail end of his.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with that, but obviously Jameer Young was the biggest addition to the team, and that was a transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Jameer Young was the leader of the team.
I think they had quite a few transfers.
Right. So my point is that you can rebuild and reshape a team instantly.
But it's hard for me to imagine that Ed Cooley will be able to attract more players than Patrick Ewing would.
For some reason, Patrick didn't have success. And Patrick maybe wasn't as good at X's and O's. I don't know.
Well, another thing he has to work on.
Well, he definitely wasn't.
And that winning helps this. He's got to fill the building. Because we saw shots of Capital One during some of the Georgetown games, like when teams like Villanova and bigger name teams are in the building and there's 1,000 people there. Mm-hmm. Like that's clearly something that they're hiring Cooley to jumpstart this whole thing and bring some energy around the program.
Well, Cooley can clearly coach. He's a good X's and O's guy because even before NIL, he was going to the tournament. He was winning 20 games and finishing in the top three or four in the conference. He's going to be fine. It's a good hire.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can pull in the guys, like I said, if you can pull the transfer portal kids in, it only takes a couple.
He maybe made the comment, or I just read about it, which is obvious, and we know this, is he's coming to a fertile ground. He's just got to pull a couple guys from the local schools.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's staggering to me that he would have a bigger presence on the recruiting scene than Ewing. That's all.
He might have guys in the AAU, maybe
Ewing connection.
Didn't like it.
It maybe he's got better connection.
I read one article about Patrick Ewing, and it was after the season last year. And it was just talking about how exhausted he was.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then he was like, there's no days off. Got to go recruit.
Yeah.
He just might not have had his heart really into it.
If Cooley has a quart of a brain in his head, which I'm sure he does, he's sending one guy and he's not leaving Paul the Sixth. He's like, you're staying here. This is where you're posting up. And you're going to get me some players from this spot.
Well, I just got a recruit from this conference.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, get two or three
right
guys
now,
from
that seems to be the hotbed.
For sure.
Of the talent.
For sure. Well, it's super exciting. Now we got to get Bray on. Talk about how excited he is about South Florida.
And then we'll beg him for South Florida gear.
Yeah, when it comes to official.
I mean, we never change.
Didn't somebody say that they were going to send us gear recently? Mike Rhodes.
Yeah, the guy from VCU. Yeah. Head coach.
Hey, he lied.
That box is coming. I can feel it. I can smell it.
So far, they haven't responded.
Mm, oh, yeah?
Maybe not.
The guy that said they had size 13 Jordans for me?
Yeah. So who do you guys think is going to be more successful, Cooley or Pitino in the Big East?
Pitino.
I think Pitino quicker.
St. John's has a lot of challenges, though.
They definitely do.
Nubs campus. I saw they only played four games at the Garden this year.
Uh-huh.
I just assumed all their games were at the Garden. They play in that Nubs 1960 gym.
They have an on-campus gym?
Yeah, it looks like a high school gym.
Well, you know what? For some of the lower profile games, I don't hate having a gym that's actually full.
They only played four games at the Garden.
Okay, They're just not the draw that they were.
That's all.
Well, I don't think the Garden. I think it's tough to get people to go to the Garden to see St. John's.
Exactly, they're not the draw
until they win, and then people will go.
Right.
They're going to win ASAP.
Look, the same thing that happened to Ewing happened to Mullen. To a lesser extent, right? I think Mullen was a little bit more successful, maybe, than Patrick.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't work there.
But see, the thing about Pitino is he can coach his ass off. I don't care who he's got on his team. Wherever he's gone, he's instantly become a winner.
Did they give him a six-year deal?
Yeah, 6 years,
$20 million. He said he wants to coach 10 more years. That's why.
Till he's 80?
He says, I'm 70. I feel like I got 10 years left in me.
Man, that guy's got a motor.
But that's how you sell yourself. That's how you get hired.
Yeah.
You say, I think I still could coach for 10 more years. Might be able to.
Sure.
Rolly Massimino, I think, coached until his 80s.
Well, he looked like he was 80 when he was probably 55.
And looking at Providence's roster, he already has inroads here in Maryland and D.C. On the roster, he had one kid from Largo who went to Georgetown Prep.
How fertile this area is.
He had one kid from Baltimore that went to McDonough.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be just fine.
PG County in D.C. is one of, if it's not the biggest hotbed of high school hoops talent, it's top three at worst.
For sure.
Like, of course, he's already dipped his toe into the pool being in Providence.
For sure.
You can't just recruit Providence and Boston and win. Got to expand that network.
And well, and it's for the Providence players, it must have been hard to, because if you just look at the way they played the last 2 weeks, three weeks, because they obviously knew Cooley was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what he told them. I'm sure he just told them, hey, you know, I'll take care of all this outside noise. You just focus on playing. But it's got to be hard for him. It clearly was because they played like it. Mm-hmm. They played like they knew
the coach
was leaving.
What's the furthest they ever advanced in a tournament? Did they ever get to Sweet 16? And there's
seven
times.
I believe he has one Sweet 16.
One Sweet 16?
I do not know that.
Let me double check.
The furthest Bray went was he got to the Final Eight, right?
Elite Eight, yep.
He got to Elite Eight.
So if you look at their tournament record, he started in Providence in 2011. His second season, he first season was a losing record. Second season, winning record NIT. Then he was in the tournament. One, two, three, four, five straight seasons, it looks like. And then back to NIT, a couple down seasons. Last year, Sweet 16.
Yeah, and Bray went to Elite Eight twice. He went back-to-back years.
Right.
But big names getting new jobs.
Yep, lots going on.
And it's always a trickle-down because, you know, obviously a guy like Cooley leaves Providence. Mm-hmm. All right, well, Providence is going to go out and get a guy.
Right.
And then whoever that school loses, trickle-down, trickle-down, trickle-down.
Right.
And you'll see other coaches that we have connections with get other jobs.
Yep. Don't forget, we will talk more college hoops coming up at 8:25 with Evan Washburn, college hoops reporter for CBSSports.com. That's coming up at 8:25 here on the Jux.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This portion of the Junk's brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture, fire pits, hot tubs, and swim spas. So Cam Newton was doing a little bit of chirping at Auburn's Pro Day yesterday.
I don't think they've had it yet.
They haven't had it yet.
He's preparing for
it.
Yeah, he's preparing for it, Cakes.
Yeah.
And he's hyping himself up here. Do you have the audio? He put it out on social media, and I guess he's been working out. He's going to work out with the guys. He sees all these bums out there. Here's Cam Newton.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to say, I can't wait to say, I love it.
Describe what's going on right here.
Better than me,
Valdez, what's he doing there?
He's just taking the snaps, throwing the receivers running routes, and at the end he goes, "There's not 32 MFers that are better than me."
Right. Right. Hey, he's probably right.
It's just hard for these guys who find their way out of the league for whatever reason to get back in. which has been my theory with Carson Wentz. Now, Carson Wentz may get another job, but when you're a starter and then the league kind of says, nah, you're not a starter anymore, it's hard, I think.
My sense is that
much like with RG3. RG3 would love to have another chance to get back in the league.
No, but he would be a backup.
I understand that, but the league has kind of decided not interested in you anymore. And I think the league has decided with Cam Newton not interested in you anymore.
I think Cam... Now, listen, don't take this the wrong way because he's 10 times more talented. But, like, Tebow got to the point where he was a distraction. I think Cam can be a distraction. I don't think I would
think
want
to. That's part
it. Of it. I don't think I would want to deal with Cam. Just a distraction.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And so.
And maybe he's not as good as he thinks. Maybe
I don't
these,
think he is.
Maybe
he's
these
not.
Coaches and GMs go, you know what? He's just. We can't take him. We can't use him.
Although, he's going to. I think a big part of his issue was he had shoulder surgery. Something happened, and his arm fell off dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And if he could demonstrate that his arm is healed and he's different, right, his shoulder's healed and he's, got his old arm back, then maybe there is a spot.
But
for
what
him.
Still okay. saves him is even when he was a reduced player in his last couple of years, he still scored 17 rushing touchdowns his last two seasons.
That's what he does, correct.
12 with the Patriots and 5 in just 8 games with Carolina in 2021.
Yeah, his passing numbers with the Patriots in 2020, they weren't horrible. Now, he had 8 touchdowns, 10 picks. He did have the 12 rushing touchdowns. But he completed 66% of his passes.
And he's also a career, he's a 60% completion guy for his career. Mm-hmm. That's rounding up by a little bit. He's 59.9, but you always round up. I mean, if you're in school, you're always rounding that up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a 60% career completion percentage guy.
His passer rating was 83 that season with the Patriots, where he played in 15 games.
That's nubby.
It is nubby.
I mean, it's a...
But it's better than, he's saying, I'm better than some of the 32 quarterbacks in the league. I would probably agree with that, because if you took 32 starting quarterbacks, I see some of them had pass ratings below 83.
Right.
Including the ones here, Cakes.
It's just going to be hard for me to take a chance on a guy who will be 34 when the season starts, and he's got a lot of mileage on him, because he's got over 1,000 career carries as a rusher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not a lot.
And he's also about himself, so who knows what the impact would be to a young quarterback in front of him.
He's not a likable guy.
I mean, exactly. All hurts him.
I'd love to sign him as a backup if he was cool with that role. I'd love.
Well, he would have to be cool with the role.
I would love to have Cam Newton as a backup for $5 or $6 million. Give him backup
money. Yeah, but his attitude is, let's say Washington decided to sign him.
He's talking about being
a starter,
by the way.
His attitude would be, are you telling me that chump Sam Howell's better than me? That's what he's thinking.
Yeah. He's definitely talking about being a starter.
Well, I mean,
and if I was Cam Newton, I would feel that same way, too. I'd be like, are you telling me that chump who got drafted in the 5th round is better than me?
Well, you know who thinks
he's probably thinking, I've got as good an arm as him. I'm bigger than him. My pedigree is better than him. I'm an MVP in the league. That's what bringing in Cam Newton would mean, because he's going to have that type of athletic arrogance, which has served him.
Ron Rivera has had every opportunity since he's been here, 4+ years, to call Cam Newton and get him.
Said no thanks.
And he said, I'd rather not. He went to Carson Wentz and Taylor Heineke before he called Cam Newton.
And I would say to Cam Newton, all right, maybe, 10 years ago, yes, you were better than all these guys. But now you're not. You were in the league for 10, 11 years. You didn't even play last year. You've had surgeries, injuries, and you completed 54% of your passes the last time you played.
See, I think the red flag is when he says there aren't 32 better than me. If he said there aren't 90 better than me.
Or 64, right.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Right.
But 32, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Now if he demonstrates that his arm is back, then I would agree. Then I would say somebody should sign him. Like, if he's throwing at 65 yards downfield, he's throwing those deep outs again, and he's got the bigger. And it's fine. He is what he is. He's a 60% accuracy guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he can make all the throws again. I think somebody should sign him.
Do you think he does get signed?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Like I said, I think the league has decided, and it doesn't matter how many times Colin Kaepernick's going to work out, not going to get in the league. Same thing with RG3, same thing with Cam Newton, and I think there's a chance it could be the case with Carson Wentz. The league just moves on. Find other guys.
Right. I think I still think Carson's going to come back. He's obviously going to have to take a backup role, but I think he will. But we'll see. Maybe you're right. Maybe they decided they don't even want to deal with him as a backup.
Now, he had an agent who actively was contacting teams, apparently.
You're talking about
Carson Wentz.
Carson, yeah. I think Carson is just letting the landscape kind of play out. That's what it looks like to me. No rush.
Trying to confirm this, I saw one story by Cam Newton. Tell you what does work for him is Jimmy. He's got at least 7 kids.
Cam Newton?
Now, Philip Rivers has 9. So he hasn't caught Philip Rivers yet.
Yeah.
But it said Cam Newton's got 7.
Philip Rivers, his equipment definitely works.
Yeah. Most of these guys.
Wants a big family. Most guys.
Most guys I know, it still works except for Lurch. Lurch broke. I don't know what happened to Lurches, yeah, but it just broke somewhere.
It happens to the best of us.
I don't know what happened.
It just broke.
Cam has 5 children from his relationship with Kaya Proctor and 2 from Lorena Shaw.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
7 kids.
All right.
It's a lot of kids.
So, Cakes, the Texans were busy yesterday signing Dalton Schultz. I thought he was going to get more than that, but he didn't.
Well, didn't he turned down earlier in the offseason, or maybe this is from the Cowboys, like a 3-year, $36 million offer.
$10 million, yeah. $10
he passed
million.
On that, and now he's signing basically a 1-year prove-it deal
for $9 million.
The Texans.
Was it 9?
I think it was nine. Up to $9 million.
Yep. A lot of people had him as the top remaining free agent.
Right.
And so he signed. He's only 26.
I thought the Commanders should have made a play for him.
Especially for the fact that it's not that much money.
And that was a guy that after CeeDee Lamb, like Dak Prescott loved throwing Dalton Schultz the ball. Like he would have been a nice target for Sam Howell or Brissett or whoever's playing quarterback for the Commanders. But maybe they like the room or they're going to draft a guy to add to the mix.
So the Texans are going to draft probably Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, right?
Seems that way.
So they're going to have a young quarterback. They still have Davis Mills. They bring in Devin Singletary at running back.
Yep, he's young too.
Bring in Dalton Schultz.
They got Damian Pierce there, so they'll have Singletary and Pierce. But, yeah, I mean, it's all about the young quarterback. New coaching staff.
I still see a lot of L's for the Texans in 2023. Unless there's like a...
You might be right there.
Whatever rookie they draft just is amazing from week one.
Who are their top receivers right now?
I mean,
Woods?
They brought in Noah Brown during the offseason. They signed Robert Woods.
Robert Woods, yeah.
Nico Collins.
Nico Collins is there. I mean, there's just not a lot there.
Maybe they'll probably draft a young receiver.
Yeah. Who's the surprise team that everyone's talking about? Is that New England, like we talked about yesterday?
For Lamar?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it? I see some articles where they're also writing about the Colts.
Jeremy Fowler, if you actually look at what he said, he just throws in kind of his opinion.
Right.
I don't think there's any actual facts. He's like, these would be good teams, the Colts, the Patriots.
Right.
And then the Jets if the Rodgers thing doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm. The Rodgers thing has got to work out. There's no way that's not going to work out. Are the Packers just going to let him just retire and get nothing in return? They're going to hold out and try to get as much as they can, I get.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually they're going to accept something.
I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not in a rush.
That's another deal I thought would have already been done. You know what I mean? I thought that would have already been established.
Yeah.
Which happens first? Aaron Rodgers lands in New York or the Commanders get sold?
Who knows?
It's a toss-up at this point.
The thing which it'll take me a while to figure out, like we mentioned, Devin Singletary is now going to be with the Houston Texans.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every day there are running backs who are bouncing to different teams.
Yep.
Like, is it... Not Najee Harris. Who's the
Damian Harris?
Damian Harris was with the Patriots. He just bounced to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Buffalo's guy moved. Like, they're all just kind of moving around. Chess pieces just moving around. Where did Miles Sanders end from the
Carolina?
Miles Sanders is in Carolina. The Lions just signed the safety, Gardner Johnson, from the Eagles. The Eagles have lost quite a few players.
Yep. That was another guy who probably thought he was going to have a bigger market than he actually did. He signs a 1-year kind of prove it deal with the Lions. Good signing for the Lions, where I think it's 1 year up to $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
Really good defensive player, top of the safety market, and they get him for under $10 million a season. It's a pretty nice signing.
And all these teams realize you need minimum two decent running backs.
Right.
Yeah, you just can't have one anymore. It's still two or three guys, one who's more of a runner, one's more of a receiver. So I'm not surprised that these guys are bouncing around.
And on that team, too, Detroit, Jamal Williams leaves Detroit, signs with the Saints.
Right.
And then they bring in David Montgomery from the Bears. Yep. So the,
just replacing him.
Yeah.
And Jamal Williams had, what do you have, 17 touchdowns last year?
He had a lot.
He had a ton.
He had 17, and I think like 80 or 90% of them were from the one-yard line.
Yeah.
Like they just got stopped at the one all the time, and he was the goal line hammer.
Now, I'm looking at CBS has got their list of the top 10 available free agents. Number one, obviously, Lamar.
Right.
Okay. Who knows what's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably going to end up in Baltimore. He's going to play on the franchise tag. Jadeveon Clowney, they have his two. Doesn't that sound high for Clowney, who's got that much wear and tear on him at
this
point?
Sounds kind of high, but like teams just, they're desperate for pass rush.
He only had 2 sacks last year in 12 games.
I think 2 seasons ago he was solid, though, right?
Right. And then number 4, isn't he a Maryland guy?
Yeah.
Ngakoue.
Now, obviously, the Commanders don't have any interest in him. What about Dalton, how do you say it, Risner?
Okay.
He's a guard
from Denver. You would think maybe
the
Commanders would be potentially interested in him. DJ Clark.
Chark,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Good wide receiver
from Detroit.
He's rumored to sign in Carolina. Carolina added Adam Thielen to their wideout core.
Yeah, I saw that.
Chris Wormley, nose tackle from Steelers. Number 8, didn't he just have his workout? Odell
OBJ?
Beckham Jr.? Did he look good? What were the reports? I thought I heard that he looked really good in his workout.
He looked good for my eye. I don't know.
He's
another guy,
30.
Though, and I don't think it's as bad as Cam Newton, that there's kind of like a rap on him, you know?
True.
Odell Beckham Jr. Plus the injuries.
Well, the injuries. And
but he's so good.
The rumor is his asking price is like $20 million per season.
He denied that, but he's one of those me guys, you know?
Well, you know Rodgers wants him.
Well, he put him on. Allegedly, he was on the wish list.
I don't think there's one front office right now in the NFL that would pay Odell Beckham $20 million per season.
No.
He said,
I think his response was that he just wants more than $4 million.
Right.
I don't know if that means he wants $4.1 million or maybe the only offers he was receiving were for $4 million.
And then the 10th free agent here is Mecole Hardman from KC.
He's always tantalizing, but he's also tiny and always gets hurt.
Yeah.
He's always somebody that I pick up in fantasy and then I don't play.
Right.
And then I cut him.
He's bench fodder.
And then I get desperate and I pick him up again and I don't play.
By the way, the latest salary cap numbers, looks like the Commanders are pretty much up against it. They only have like $3 million in cap space right now. So
I did see, though, and we had, I think it was Kevin Cole on who had that improvement index.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time that we had him on, the Commanders were actually below average. So
yes.
There were 16 teams above average out of 32 teams, and they were like 17 or 18. But they moved up they moved up that improvement, free agency improvement list to top 10.
Right, but I think the previous year, when we signed Wentz, we were 3rd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Through March 19th, they were at 7th. On that list, the improvement index list.
That's this year.
So
yes.
But if you look last year when they signed Wentz, they were all the way up to 3rd.
So you could throw those indexes out the window.
Now, they did finish 8-8-1, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they improved.
by a game.
That's Ron talking.
We act like they were like a 3-win team.
Right.
They were competitive. They were fun to watch.
Yeah.
I had fun watching them. Just they didn't score enough.
I don't know if they were that fun to watch.
Well, they're competitive for me.
Competitive.
The bar is low.
Fun to watch. You got to score some points.
Right.
They didn't score many points.
Hey, I just want to be in the games. I want to have a fighting chance.
You want to be in the mix.
Yes.
All right. Don't forget, coming up a bit later, we'll talk more college hoops with Evan Washburn. He's a college hoops reporter for CBSSports.com. He's going to join us coming up at 8:25.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In just about an hour and 15 minutes, we'll be joined by Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. We'll talk Commanders with him coming up at 9 a.m.
Rick.
So yesterday, I don't know, I was getting freaked out by this. This is so nubby. It's embarrassing. I'll be honest, don't take this personally. It made me think of Valdez. I think this would be right up Valdez's alley. No. And you blatantly would admit this. It's not an attack.
This is Matt Valdez.
But this, it makes me crazy. So you know how our wives all order stuff online all the time, right?
Sure.
Jason monitors it. We all do it. My wife is now getting food from one of the nubbiest things I've ever heard. It's called imperfectfoods.com. Have you heard of this?
I think I know where you're going with this.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
It sounds trifling.
Okay.
We had a box of food delivered. Oof. And I go, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand. So we're getting like old food, stale food, like food.
It's food that doesn't make the cut, like to go in a grocery store, because like a tomato looks weird, and they're like, can't.
So,
but it's still edible.
Ugly food.
Yeah. So
it's
like if you get a zucchini that's oblonged, it'll go into your
imperfect. Doesn't look right.
Yes. Yeah. If it doesn't.
Apparently I didn't look at it, but she said she got a ton of veggies. I got a big ass box of imperfect food delivered to my house.
The imperfect food box is filled with carrots that look like Cakes' tiny hog.
So But I think so she might have
now taking
and
over
stuff
the lead.
What is the deal with like? Don't they have meats in there too? Like, what's the deal?
I don't know if it's mostly produce.
Yeah, it's mostly produce or like seasoning or like if the box is or maybe it's a dented tomato can.
Yeah,
but that's,
well, they probably do have meat. They probably have fish.
I think they have meats and stuff and chickens. How do they decide that?
That
is it
I
like
don't
discolored?
Know. Not sure.
That's the kind
is
of stuff that Valdez buys.
It's a weird shape.
You got to cook it right away. I don't know. But I saw this I said, I don't want this imperfect. What, you're giving me imperfect food? I want perfect food. Who wants imperfect food?
Yeah, but you know what? It's cheap. I guarantee you that box.
Must be some Instagram thing or something she saw.
I would guess.
It's got to be some ad. And all I know is she said, I got to make something out. And so I had some, and it was good. I will admit it was good. But she made some quinoa thing that had mushrooms.
What was this last night?
Yeah. I got a whole bin of it.
Nobody
now.
Likes quinoa. Maybe if you mix it in with some other.
I like quinoa. It's fine. Mm. But it is quinoa, corn, and mushrooms, and freaking tofu, all this stuff in here, tomatoes, green peppers, red peppers.
It doesn't look like there's meat on the website.
Oh, really? It's just produce?
Yeah, produce. Like if an orange is too big or if there's too many strawberries.
She said the oranges are small, actually.
That's probably another part.
Yeah, nubby small oranges.
Got small
like that
oranges.
Cakes oranges. Right?
Silly Clementine.
Or if it looks like the packaging might be...
Is the
like
packaging hurting?
I don't think it's like opened up, but it might have like. I don't
I'm
know,
like,
the,
are you
the font
to,
is different.
Are you trying to kill me? Try to give me stale, spoiled
food?
You
like scratching dents like at Best Buy.
That's a TV.
You can buy a TV out of the box.
That's fine. I don't mind a scratch on my TV.
The apples have low color. The avocados may be scarred.
Apple.
That's so hurting. I think it's embarrassing. How much is the... I can't even be that much of a difference in cost. How much is the difference in cost?
Oh, I bet it is a big difference in cost. Because if you went to the store and bought perfect-looking vegetables and fruits...
Which is what I normally do.
Filled up the box, it's probably three times the cost.
Three times? 3X?
Maybe more.
Mm. No way.
I think it might be.
Now, there is a thing on Imperfect Foods that says it's near the Best Buy date.
Right.
So you better prepare those veggies when they get to your door.
Those mushrooms or whatever are just about to
go bad. They're one day from being slimy.
Exactly. I don't want that. We already throw enough food away every week. Every week. When we get out before the trash, you empty out the fridge. Do you guys do that? You empty out the fridge?
I get so bitter when we waste food.
$50 worth of food in there.
Especially fruits, because blueberries, strawberries, if those
get
wasted.
All those things all get all hurting.
Well, I mean, they're expensive.
The blueberries get all hurting, small and wrinkled.
And sour. Shriveled.
Yeah, they'll
get sour, too.
Yeah. The strawberries go bad. Once one goes bad, they all start to go bad. And like every week, like, what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
The fruit that goes bad the quickest, raspberries.
Raspberries go bad.
If you don't eat raspberries,
they get mushy in three days.
The day that you buy them or the next day, you might as well just chuck them right in the old garbage.
There are some hacks that people have, like, you know, you put an onion in there or something. There's like weird stuff you can do.
I'm sure there are.
There are some weird things you can do to make it stay fresh longer.
I don't feel like an onion and a raspberry would mix very well.
No, but I'm telling you, There are things like
that. I'm sure there are ways, but I just don't think it's an onion on a raspberry.
I'm telling you, I think an onion has something to do with it.
No, I like onions. You know
what, Eric, welcome to the poor club.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome.
I feel
rolling out the red carpet.
I feel like I'm busto. I'm getting input. And by the way, I've seen it before, so there must be somebody in the neighborhood also getting imperfect.
Sure.
Foods. There's a thing truck. Now. Have you seen it before?
I've seen
There's a truck. It drove by my drive. I saw it like two, three. Maybe that's where she got the idea.
Maybe
she saw the truck.
Let me tell you about my $25 cable.
Well, now that YouTube TV's up to like $74.
Yeah, they upped the price.
It used to be, I think, $45
or
something.
It started out being, I think, $40. Then it gradually went up to like $45. And then it had a huge jump to like
now
$60.
Now it's at $74, I think, in April. For those of us that have had it for a while. It's just, it's becoming a show. I saw Drabby commenting on that.
I know. It's almost caught up to cable.
No, here's why it hasn't caught up to cable. Because you're no longer renting your set-top boxes every month cable.
I'm crunching the numbers constantly. It's not that far off from my cable.
My cable bill was getting outrageous. My cable bill at one point was like $399 a month. And I said, enough!
No, that's
no moss. It was a lot.
Mine's 200, and I have all the channels, and I have the highest speed internet you can get.
Right
now, I think locked in for a while, but.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that with Kate? You're saying that's your YouTube internet?
No, I don't do YouTube.
Oh, you don't do YouTube.
I like my sports on time.
What does that mean?
I
don't like a 10-second delay.
It's like a minute.
Nah.
Grant yep. Paulson will let you know on Twitter before you ever see it.
Huh. I'm fine with my sports being on a minute delay. It's all good.
If it saves you a couple $100.
Yeah.
I have 40,000 channels.
I know.
That's the most channels I've ever heard
First of all, it's so confusing what you have.
How do you not have a big giant satellite dish to get 40,000 channels?
You don't need a satellite dish.
I mean, it's so confusing what he has.
He can't even. He's shown me the setup.
You know when you go to a restaurant, and they have too many items on the menu.
Sure.
You don't even know what to eat.
Yeah,
that's like a Cheesecake Factory. I have the Cheesecake Factory of TV. Yeah.
It took him like 60 seconds to change it to ESPN when I asked him to show me.
Yeah.
It was just.
I had to show him on my phone.
Channels. Yeah. It's got every channel.
But
in the country.
He loves bragging about the porno channel.
He tried to sell me on it months ago.
Do you watch porno on TV, not on the web?
No. But it is funny sometimes to show Drabby the porno on my phone that it's on my TV.
One.
I don't know if this is legal or not.
it can't be legal. No,
they have like a camera in like some Tampa Bay strip club.
Just you've a got a live cam? Feed?
Yeah, it has a live feed.
Oh, that's like a Voyeur House TV.
Tell me if you see Baker Mayfield in the crowd.
Right on the main stage.
Right.
The Mons Venus?
Yeah, they put one of the cameras that you guys have in the studio right at the main stage, and you could go watch Candy go perform.
That's actually kind of
genius.
What's the name of the station? What's the name of the station?
I don't know. It's just called like Porn Channel 1.
Boy, inventive name. Yeah.
There's like 50 of them.
Right. Yeah. No, Valdez tried to get me to get that one time, and I just it was too complicated.
Yeah, he tried to sell me on it, like in the production studio. Thank you.
Yeah, but because of the freaking Masson deal, I have Xfinity and YouTube TV.
Damn.
Because I need the damn Masson.
That's why you have Imperfect Vegetables showing up, because you're double dipping.
Because you have Imperfect Cable.
Yeah, what is that total combo?
I don't know.
It's not cheap.
I don't know. I just have the minimum on Xfinity. You know what I mean? Whatever the nubs minimum is.
Why do you have YouTube TV?
Because for like remote viewing and stuff. Like the Xfinity thing doesn't work great. Mm-hmm. Like the mobile app, it's nubs. Like you got to be like on your home Wi-Fi or something.
It's too confusing.
Just not good. Trust me.
Confusing.
Trust
Matt
me.
And Matt, too confusing for me.
It's trifling.
I just want one provider, one check that I write. That's all I want.
You want simplicity.
We got to get this Masson thing figured out because it is an effing
get
nightmare.
On it. Why don't you get on it and figure it all out for
Can
everybody?
Can they figure it out? Can Ted figure it out? Somebody figure it out?
I don't know.
Because I don't need all these friggin' TV providers. Otherwise, I'm going to end up with like Valdez with 50,000 channels, $10.
40. When we come back, we will get into the Commanders. There's a big celebrity name in the mix. Magic Johnson throws his hat in the ring. Does he bring credibility to the Josh Harris bid for the Commanders? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.